has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
We are in my personal recording studio.
The history of the podcast that it actually
we're in Shane's recording studio.
I was going to say it's the first time ever since it's been recorded on a device that I don't own, but that's not true because Mikkel recorded the Switzerland episodes on his device that he owned. So that is not true.
This is where I record all my number one albums.
Yeah, this is where Shane records all his albums. Including Dark Side of the Moon, Dark Side of the Spoon.
Professional studio. This is, by the way, the background noise that is put in as a
that's
after.
All my fans out. That's yeah, all my fans outside.
We're going to start off the episode by going through the Star Wars trailer again.
Oh,
what else would you do with your life?
There's nothing in the trailer. The only
there
part
is
I like.
I'm honestly going to talk tear gas at all the people.
Alright, so we got sand dunes. Sand dunes. Well,
that's a blank screen.
Goes up to 30.
Yeah, it's turned it up to 11.
This isn't, I presume it records off their lock screen too.
Yeah, so you're right. Okay.
Yeah, I can't even flip.
There has been an awakening.
Let's start with a fight scene. No.
Okay,
let's...
first of all, the guy is black.
Yeah, so this is no, they wanted to show at the very start of the movie.
They're making a statement.
A black guy in the movie.
They're making a statement
also
about their diversity.
Also, I understand there were no black stormtroopers.
I didn't know stormtroopers were bad guys.
No, this is the point. In Attack of the Clones, they reveal that all stormtroopers are just clones. Oh. Are clones.
Well, that's kind of racist because they're all black guys look the same.
They're clones of Jango Fett's dad, and he's not black.
No.
He's sort of.
Of Jango Fett. Boba Fett,
yeah.
This is crazy.
So this guy, his name, the actor is John Boyega, he's a stormtrooper, there's been rumors about what his character does, I'm not going to say in case it's a spoiler, but he's basically there, and he looks stressful and lost, and there's no one behind him. Although if you watch the George Lucas's special edition version of the trailer, there are these giant dinosaurs behind him.
Honestly, I'm not going to watch this Star Wars film.
Walking a trilogy here.
No. Yeah, they are, but JJ is only making the first one, and the second two are being made by Ryan Johnson.
Michael Bay!
Who directed some of the best episodes of Breaking
Bad? Michael Bay!
Ryan Johnson!
Michael Bay for Star Wars would be the best thing ever.
No, it wouldn't.
Michael Bay is actually getting worse.
I'll tell you something, Transformers 5, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Bruce Willis.
That actually sounds alright.
But Michael Bay is not going to direct.
Oh, that's Willis.
Anyway, Ryan Johnson, who's making Star Wars 8 and 9, he made Looper and some of the best episodes of Breaking Bad, so what's he up to? I didn't like Looper very much.
I thought Looper was supposed to be pretty good.
Pretty bad.
Oh!
That's so retarded. That
I love it.
So cool.
It is so cool. It's like,
love that.
It's like Wall-E crossed with R2-D2, and I fucking love it.
It's a little hemisphere.
He already has an official Twitter account called Episode 7 Boyfriend. And he tweets all about rolling around.
Is he on top of a football? Is that what he is, or is he on top of a football?
No, that's what he is.
Oh, okay.
Will we see? My question is: will we see the return of Jar Jar Binks? Jar Jar Binks.
No, we will not
please,
ever.
Just play the goddamn trailer.
So now we've got Stormtroopers.
No one cares. Just play the fucking trailer.
They're doing an airdrop.
I heard rumors that Jar Jar Binks is the child of the Holder having a child.
She has replied to me on Twitter in the last 3 months. We are personal friends. She has since...
Just because she replies to you on Twitter in the last 3 months doesn't mean you're personal
friends. I
replied to
you on Twitter. She has since... Yeah, but she's in Star Wars.
Oh.
She has since... since then,
I
directed
her there coming to get you.
Since then, she has deleted her Twitter account, so the tweet has disappeared. But I went back in my archives, and I had a screen grab of it. Alright, so she's on this thing, and it looks like a Magnum ice cream. Wait.
The only part of the
that
was
like that film, Speed Racer.
There you go, look, it looks like a Magnum.
Show me.
There's a stick there, and there's ice cream part. Somebody's photoshopped a Magnum. Alright, so now we've got Oscar Isaac.
It's the only part I like.
Very good actor, and he's flying an X-Wing, and they're on an island.
Oh, that's cool.
Planet, that is very cool. And now we've got the Sith.
This is so retarded. This is like the most retarded thing.
Do not use the word retarded in a derogatory way.
Fine, this is
mentally
the most
disabled.
Mentally.
Oh.
Why? Wow, how was that? You just go.
That is so fucking. That is so
it is
stupid.
So cool.
How is that part? Little lightsabers on the side here.
They're not. They're not. It's to make it look like a sword, like Excalibur. It's
no,
awesome.
That's true. That's like
and wait right, you just cut your finger.
And now we got.
But like, and a real sword doesn't even have that. A real sword has hands.
Boom! Lens flare. What's that? Flying saucer. That's the fucking Millennium Falcon. The greatest spaceship in cinema history.
What about the Death Star?
Death Star is a spaceship, it's a space station.
That's
run by
the planet.
Yeah, run by the Empire. That's the Millennium Falcon, and it's the greatest spaceship ever.
There's
what about the one
in
Star Trek? Yeah, there's only one, but granted, there isn't a lot of chances for him to put it in. There's a bit there.
There it is, and it's not really lens flare.
But somebody has done a version called Star Wars Crazy Lens Flare Edition, where there's lens flare every shot. It gives me a headache.
That's like what the actual movie's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it all right if I watch these Star Wars films without watching the Star Trek series?
I mean, no. I mean, I would watch the Star Trek, JJ Star Trek films because they're great, but...
Is Harrison Ford in this?
Yeah.
Oh. So is Fat Leia.
He's not in the trailer, and Fat Leia, who's been on cocaine since 1980, but, you know. So that's...
And Lawrence Brannigan, I heard. I know.
What?
They should have, like, they should do a Star Wars Futurama crossover.
That sounds boring.
I love Futurama. Futurama's the best.
I've only watched, like, one episode a night.
It's not as good as The Simpsons.
No, it's not. And The Simpsons isn't as good as Family Guy.
No, Family Guy is just insulting.
No, Family Guy, no. South Park is just insulting. Family Guy
South
is
Park
insulting
is
and hilarious. South Park is a horrible show. I hate South Park, but I love Family Guy. I watch it every week with my parents. We all love it. It's a family show.
That is actually the last.
The only thing.
I would definitely not watch Family Guy.
We all watch it, and it's great. The only thing I dislike about Family Guy is that Seth MacFarlane seems to have some personal vendetta against people with like mental disabilities, and he's always doing jokes about Down syndrome and autism.
Oh, yeah, Down syndrome.
And when he does that, it is disgusting. But every other thing that
you're
he
just being an asshole. You think because he makes joke about.
But he always does, and it's not funny. It's just not. It's not just a political correctness. It's not funny.
It shouldn't matter if that person has Down syndrome or not. If he can make a joke about anybody, it's called equality. You should be able to make jokes about anybody.
There are always jokes. There's jokes about kids dying of cancer, and it's just not
equality, Lucy.
But he doesn't make fun of.
He should be able to make jokes about whoever he wants and not be criticized because
it's equality. But no, it is.
He makes fun
guy.
Of normal people.
Family Guy is hilarious. And I have my
South
family.
Park is the most disturbing show I've ever seen.
I have my Family Guy.
Futurama is still my favorite. I still think it's the best.
I have my Family Guy advent calendar. And look, here it is. Here it is, and I opened it this morning. It's my Brian and Stewie Santa
advent calendar.
And I opened it this morning and I made a vine.
Oh yeah, Instadvent.
Instadvent. I did it last year on Instagram video, but now I don't have Instagram video because I'm using the crappy Instagram Windows phone thing. So I use Vine instead.
Oh, the funny thing
the
in
chocolate,
future.
This cost me €1.50 in the cheap shop. And look how small the chocolates are.
Yeah, no, but you get 24 of them.
Yeah, but the one I got, the ones in Marks & Spencer's chocolates are like this size. But this year they're all frozen. They don't have anything else.
Why don't you buy two?
One from Tesco.
Do you know,
Why'd you buy that?
I bought that in Deals with a Z out by Tesco.
I wouldn't eat that chocolate.
We buy loads of stuff from there.
Okay.
Look at this picture Keegan sent me yesterday. This picture from like a year and a half ago.
Is that you looking for directions?
You look like tourists.
I look like an idiot, that's what. Look at my face.
Did you see the guys that caught the baby out of the burning building?
What?
Where's that?
That's
next to pure skill.
They're not the burning baby.
That one we were doing
pure skill. They dropped the baby down and the lads caught it and they were doing like an interview on the radio or on the telly, and they were just like kind of the sort of fellas from Love Haven.
We should take this public forum to discuss.
I just came running over the hedge like, and I jumped in. I was like, what is going on?
We here in the Republic of Ireland need to begin a revolution against RTE for refusing to issue a formal apology after Ryan Tuberty made a Ku Klux Klan joke to a 6-year-old black girl.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, Ron, I didn't see that.
How's your name spelled, Kayla? Kayla with a C? No, Kayla with a K. Kayla with a K. Kayla. Winks at the camera.
That's not racist. Oh my god.
Oh god, that's awful.
That's not racist.
Not at all. Okay,
it's not racist. No. It is deeply offensive
it's
and inappropriate.
Not. It's not offensive.
It's not offensive, but it's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't think it could. That's like me going, how do you spell it? Is Kelly spelled with a C or a K?
C.
Okay. So your name is Shane KKK Kelly. The only way that joke would be offensive.
First of all, this child is black. Secondly,
the only way that joke would be offensive is because it's such a shitty joke, but there's no way.
He said it.
He didn't wink at the camera.
He did, yeah. He said it to a black child on children's television.
No!
The three sins.
He didn't. It's not racist. It's not. Michael, I don't think it's racist. He was just trying to be funny. The only way that joke is offensive is because it's such a shitty joke.
Kayla with a KKK Kayla winks at the camera. He's a pervert and he shouldn't be allowed on television.
How is that making him a pervert?
And I want him fired.
No, you don't.
As Lauren said to me, that he sleeps around.
Stop complaining about it. Don't watch it.
That's not that I don't like it. He's breaking the law.
Oh my god, will you shut up? He wasn't being racist.
And we're paying
I have to say it for myself before I show
you.
If you actually see the thing.
Michael, you can argue, Michael, that if I don't like it.
He's not smart enough to make up a joke like that.
You can say to me, if you don't like it, don't watch it. But that's not the case, because I'm paying the salary with the license fee. I'm paying
you
this.
Don't pay, your parents pay.
I pay for it with my own money. I pay the license fee.
Why would
for it?
You pay for it. Why? Yeah.
They wouldn't pay it.
And you're underage. You're not allowed to do that.
I just gave the money. I wanted to pay it because I like RTE. But when they have fucking jokes about the KKK in
for
front of children,
for fuck's sake, it wasn't a racist joke. It wasn't a racist joke.
As I said on Twitter, if Sinead O'Connor hosted this show and was shown snorting cocaine throughout, it would be more child friendly than this. And then another guy said, Argos have donated one of their shitty pens. One gambler claps enthusiastically. And then there was that girl who did the crazy kickboxing thing.
Oh, she was amazing. I was living mad.
As the effects of the ecstasy wore off, she crawled into the fetal position and died.
Did you see the little carry?
That's just being insulted.
Did you see the carry yet? The little thing that drifts around the corner.
Did he say the S word?
Well, we're on a podcast here.
A podcast in which he says, see you next Tuesday.
I bloody can't, mate.
You can't see you next Tuesday because of the teacher strike.
Tuesday week, sorry.
Segway is the most pointless strike on the face of the earth. It's a strike for the sake of striking.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were all
on the same? We don't support unions. Capitalism is great. Fuck the workers. Up with big government.
Teachers are always on strike.
The thing is,
Michael's mom's a teacher, bear in mind.
No, she was a teacher, not anymore.
Bear in mind, she was a teacher.
No, she's a primary teacher. ASTI.
Which is the union that are always throwing stones at Rory Quinn and stuff? Which is that?
That was probably
the KKK. That was just Michael's mom on the weekend.
There's the ASTI, and then there's the
ASTI.
IS.
INTO.
Yeah.
Definitely the INTO. They're very violent. She still has the INTO card. She gets 20% off stuff in the shop. It's class. But you have to pay into it. You pay like a few hundred.
Teachers are always on fucking strike. There, I said it.
They're, that's actually not true.
They are always.
No, they're not. Air traffic control are on staff a lot. The trains are on traffic. The bus drivers, the trains, public transport.
Do you know who are always on strike? Bus fares.
I remember in July.
You heard about them? No.
But I know that in July 2011, all of the people.
Oh shit!
Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time.
More bang for your book, bitches.
All right.